It's the largest organ in France, with 5 keyboards and more than 8,000 pipes. Some parts of it date back to the 1730s, and even going farther back, there has been an organ in that same spot since 1402. Rick Parsons, president of Parsons Pipe Organ Builders in Canandaigua, says he's amazed that the instrument was largely unscathed.
Well, the first thing they'll do, hopefully as soon as they're allowed in there, is to remove the whole organ. You know, I'm told that the organ was not water damaged, which is a critical point. But smoke damage is repairable. There was no excessive heat damage, remarkably. Obviously, pipes that are made of lead and tin can be easily melted. With just smoke damage, it's really cleaning.
Parsons says it's been an emotional week for musicians and fans of music who love the culture of Notre Dame Cathedral.
I think this brings people together. I think they will look at the donations that have already been raised, and I think this is kind of a unifying event, as tragic as it is, kind of for the whole world.
Parsons says his sadness on Tuesday turned to hopefulness and then optimism as he learned the Notre Dame organ was saved. For WXXI News, I'm Brenda Tremblay.